Whose birthday is it anyway? Welcome to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson, National Coordinator of Alternatives.
And I'm Rita Iverson.
On our program today, we'll give you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Most of the ideas are taken from Alternatives' annual family booklet called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The booklet is available by calling toll-free 800-821-6153. This year's booklet, as well as the many earlier years, are also in our website archives at simpleliving.org. Let's begin with the calendar for the week, taken from Gentle, Faithful Steps Toward a Simpler Christmas.
Whether we stroll, jog, or sprint into simpler living, for best results, we do it every day, persistently, faithfully, joyfully. Instead of stressing and fretting over stuff, we will focus on the joy of meeting the real needs of others and ourselves. This year, we pledge not to be distracted from our holy days. As a family, we will investigate worthwhile causes and organizations to support with money we collect. We'll choose a percentage early in the season, from 25% to 100%. Then we'll give that amount every time we spend any money for Christmas, even if it's for food, decorations, etc., in addition to the amount we normally give away. We'll decorate a can to hold the money and put it on display. 20 bucks on a tree, then 20 bucks goes in the can. Giving money is not a penalty. It helps our need to help others. We'll donate the money on Epiphany, the day the Magi offered their gifts to Jesus. Right away, call a family meeting to talk about Christmas expectations. Use Let's Talk About Christmas from the Christmas campaign kit at the meeting. What do each of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post the decisions and changes. Advent begins Sunday, November 28th. For the first week of Advent, we offer reflection later in the show.
November 29th. The word Advent means a coming. Pray, O God, may I be watchful for the ways in which Jesus comes to me this week. Amen.
November 30th. If you put your tree up before Christmas Eve, leave it bare for several days. Then add one decoration per day so it is finished on Christmas Eve. Give $1 for each day your tree is up before Christmas.
December 1st. Learn from the world community. That's one of the life standards of the voluntary simplicity movement, and it can be modeled by adopting customs or wearing clothing and jewelry from developing countries. Encourage singing some songs from Latin America or Africa in your church.
December 2nd. Consider singing a song every night at dinner. Get songbooks from church or library, or Carols with Justice from Alternatives.
December 3rd. Let your outdoor decorating reflect your beliefs. Make your own simple but visible display using earth-friendly materials. Highlight an empty manger with white lights. Then, on Christmas Eve, add Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the shepherds, and angels. Add the Magi closer to Epiphany in January. Or hang a large banner of the Dove of Peace.
December 4. Start a family service tradition. Caroling, making bread or gingerbread houses for the lonely, or serving at the soup kitchen.
We hope these ideas are helpful. We'll have more on our next program.